Hare Krishna. Reading from my glorious master and reading about Krishna and the draft board. My experience so many years ago when I was drafted by the U.S. Army. My local draft board was an old-fashioned Durham, North Carolina, home of Pall Mall, Duke of Durham, and Raleigh cigarettes. The entire town reeked of tobacco. Prabhupada's letter requesting that I be given ministerial exemption from the draft was not accepted by the conservative local draft board, but I had my own plan how Krishna would save me. Many of my uncles and cousins were doctors, and they provided me with letters explaining my myriad of diseases and illnesses, including a chronic cough, bronchitis, and asthma. My feet were flat, my eyesight poor, and one of my legs was shorter than the other. I was also anemic. They read my letters when I went for the physical, but the doctors didn't seem impressed. I began to get nervous. They saw my short cropped hair, my neck beads, and chanting beads. After thrusting a needle into my arm and pulling out some blood, they said, "Blood count sufficient." They considered my legs, lungs, feet, and eyes. Not great, but good enough. The other young, jockey-short-cladded draftees were marching through the array of doctors and passing the medical examination. My anxiety increased. I had no more letters left. Nothing to help me. Burijan Das, Hare Krishna devotee, in the army and shipped off to Vietnam. They weighed me, they measured me, they peeped into my mouth to check my teeth. This is ridiculous, I thought. I'm passing the physical. Is Krishna going to help me? The chief doctor, standing with a military man on his right, read through my file. He tapped the purple stamp pad and raised the official stamp of approval in his hand. The words, "You pass, son," were about to escape his mustache mouth. "Krishna, help!" I was screaming internally. Thinking that fortune favors the bold, I began to rant and rave. "You can't take me. I'm a Hare Krishna. I'm not fit for the army. I'm a vegetarian. It's against my religion. I demand to see a psychiatrist. I demand to see a psychiatrist. I demand to see a psychiatrist. You're not taking me." The doctor stared at me and ordered me to step out of line. "I demand to see a psychiatrist." Reluctantly, he agreed. My appointment was set for the following Tuesday. On Tuesday, I did not go alone. I shaved my head and wore my robes. The army corporals acting as orderlies outside the psychiatrist's office were impressed. They smiled as I walked through. I also smiled. I carried Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra in my bag. The psychiatrist sat balding over his glasses in a swivel chair at a desk. When I walked into the room, he motioned towards a couch and suggested I lie down and relax while he asked me some questions. "No, I will sit on the floor," I said, plopping myself down on the carpet. His eyes widened as I pulled out a brocade cloth from my bag and carefully set it out before me on the carpet. Now, this is true. This is all true. By the time I had extracted my small carved deities of Jagannath, Subhadra, and Balaram, I had captured his full attention. I pulled out a pair of kartals and started singing. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadha Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. When I thought the doctor had benefited sufficiently from the Maha Mantra, I sang Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. Then I put away the cartels and pulled out my japa beads. Sitting before the deities, back straight, eyes closed, I chanted loudly on my beads. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The psychiatrist leaned forward. He rubbed the first and second fingers on his left hand together as if fingering invisible beads. I see you're chanting on beads. You know that when you go into the army, and they're going to take you into the army, they're going to take away your beads. Then he repeated it again for emphasis. You know that they will take away your beads. This was my cue. No.